I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Graduation ceremonies this spring became the testing ground for a new state law that protects tribal members' right to wear regalia at significant public events. Most have gone off without a hitch. Students across the state are receiving their diplomas in beaded caps and gowns, but schools are still trying to figure out how to implement the new law. Zephyr Holloway sits at his kitchen table in Kalispell holding an eagle feather, while his mom, Muriel Winnier, tells the feather's story.
Try to straighten out the feathers, but...
Rings of blue, teal, yellow, and red beads enwrap the quill of the white feather that ends in a brown tip. It was given to Holloway to mark his graduation from high school last Friday. Before that, it belonged to his grandmother, and before that, his great-grandfather, a Korean War veteran.
It even smells like a Sundance ceremony, like sweet grass and sage. Like, it's... I don't know, like, you can almost smell the history on it. It just... It's really important, and he's going to have it for the rest of his life.
Holloway wore his feather at his graduation ceremony at Flathead High School last Friday, but school administrators wouldn't let him wear the other part of his grandmother's gift, a mortarboard painted with an intricate feather headdress surrounded with symbolic colors and designs.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's awesome that my grandma took the time from her graduation cap to paint it. Took her 12 hours. Long time.
Holloway, who's a member of the Blackfeet tribe, says his school administration broke state law by not letting him wear it. In April, Governor Steve Bullock signed Senate Bill 319 into law. It prohibits local governments, including school districts, from barring tribal members and others from wearing items of cultural significance at certain events, like high school graduations. At the graduation ceremony on Friday, Flathead High School administrators cited a school policy that prevents students from altering their graduation caps, like adding glitter or lace, when they told Holloway to wear a plain mortarboard. The school does allow beading and feathers. By late Monday afternoon, Principal Peter Fusero issued a statement, which he reads here in part.
The application of this provision in this situation was in error. The school district and administration of Flathead High School regret the misapplication of this policy and has extended apologies to the student, their family, and their grandmother who painted the cap.
Fusero released this statement after receiving multiple phone calls about the incident, including one from Jen Gross, the Billings Democratic senator who sponsored the new legislation. I spoke with her before she reached Principal Fusero.
It was our intent that this legislation should guide school policies. And I think something that we missed, unfortunately, in time for graduation this year was putting a process in place to inform schools, notify them of the new law, and perhaps issue guidance.
Gross picked up the bill after last year hearing at forums in Billings that Native American students had been asked to remove beadwork from graduation robes and caps or required to purchase two. A plain one to wear on graduation day, and a second one that could be decorated for pictures at home. However, she adds the bill is not limited to Native American students on graduation day.
We shouldn't be limiting individuals' ability to express their identity, their cultural identity in a meaningful way. And so sometimes I do think it's appropriate for the state to step in and say, hey, it's not okay to deny this right to an individual.
Gross worked closely with a group called Western Native Voice, a Montana-based social justice nonprofit organization, to draft the legislation. Marcy McLean is the executive director of Western Native Voice. She says this incident highlights a lack of understanding of the different traditions and customs held by Montana's Native tribes.
For the people who tried to say beading or painting is not traditional to us, before we had the beads, we used the quill work, and we've been using painting on our in our ceremonies and in our culture since pre-1492. So these are things that have been part of Native culture before we spoke English language. So for that man, that principal or vice principal, whoever it was that told this child that you can only wear an eagle feather, I think that is completely out of bounds for him to think that he can say what's appropriate.
McLean adds that state grant funding is available for schools to offer cultural sensitivity training through the state's Indian Education for All Act. Zephyr Holloway says he hopes the focus shifts away from his single incident and instead spurs a broader conversation about respecting other cultures.
I do want to have some recognition, at least not a blind eye to racism, how blunt it hits you in the face, no matter whether it's fine, like through a school, or whether it's outright racist, whether it's a football game, just...
I think we need to be culturally sensitive.
His mom, Muriel Winnier, adds,
I've sat at football games for the 4 years that he spent there, and I've watched them mock Native Americans, and I've watched them use hand drums, and I've sat there, and I've stayed quiet, and I've stayed respectful, even when it goes against my own beliefs, that I am not a mascot, neither are my ancestors. But this was his day. And so that's still where I stand, was the bill needs to be respected.
She adds that the public statement from Principal Fusero and his personal apology to her feels great, like a good step forward. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.